and science and art and social theory in all human creation and activity. I succumbed to fear and scarcity, the sense that my chosen research method wasn't enough, for the first couple of years of my career as a tenure-track professor and researcher. I felt like an outsider as a qualitative researcher, so for safety, I stood as close as I could to the "if you can't measure it, it doesn't exist" crowd. That served both my political needs and my profound dislike of uncertainty. But I never got that editorial out of my head or my heart. And today, I proudly call myself a researcher storyteller, because I believe the most useful knowledge about human behavior is based on people's lived experiences. I am incredibly grateful to Anne Hartman for having the guts to take this position, to Paul Rafel, the professor who handed me a copy of that article, and to Susan Robbins, who bravely led my dissertation committee. As you read through this book, you will see that I don't believe faith and reason are natural enemies. I believe our human desire for certainty and our often desperate need to be right have led to this false dichotomy. I don't trust a theologian who dismisses the beauty of science or a scientist who doesn't believe in the power of mystery. Because of this belief, I now find knowledge and truth in a